Welcome back to the Talos of Tech podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, you're looking awfully different today, aren't you?
Yeah,
still stunningly beautiful. Just
it's my hair, right?
The hair's a little different.
I got a haircut.
You look a little taller, perhaps. You still got the Tesla, though. So,
that's
anywho, thank you for coming. Mike, for those who don't know, Model Y Mike is from the EV podcast. Long time returning character over there. But now he's on the tech podcast for once. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing well.
I've had better days, to be honest.
We're a little concerned that we're talking to someone who uses a Windows 10 PC.
Is currently using a Windows 10 PC to record this. If you're wondering why the video quality is potato over there, it's Mr. Potato Head on the Windows computer. Okay?
That's not me. Every Windows webcam, and this is every Mac webcam. Mm-hmm. That's how this works.
There is zero difference between the M1 Mac webcam and the cameras we're using here.
As a defense, this computer is from 2013, so maybe you can convince me in this podcast to upgrade to an M1 Mac.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
So, since you're new, we should probably address this. What's the primary reasoning for your choice of computer?
So,
is it for work? Is it for school?
I have the list ready, Drew. Are you ready to go through the list of M1 reasons?
I was going to let Mike explain why he's where he currently is.
Why are you so... What does Michael say? I hate...
Why everything. Are you the way that you are?
Yes. There you go.
I'm like, what do I say about myself? Very quick explanation is that I grew up with Macs with my mom since she was all into technology and she kept on buying the new Macs. Mm. And it was great seeing what Apple is doing, but after a while, mm-hmm. you kind of get tired of the same thing, so you want to switch up. And so... I guess doing the bad thing or being the bad boy, the rebellious teen, I went over to Windows and I think I started with this computer with the, it's like a Republic of Gamers, like Asus or whatever, something that I thought was going to be the most amazing gaming laptop ever and barely handles anything these days.
So this is like your first PC you're using?
It was my first PC, yeah. Compared to like maybe computers that you use at school. And then I got this Surface for school stuff.
So what? Nick, you used to use a Surface, don't lie.
I know. I had a Surface Book too.
Why is the Surface your tablet of choice then?
It's very modular. I guess reliability, sometimes it's an issue when like I'm taking notes in class, sometimes it glitches up or I have to close out the app or restart the tablet. But otherwise, like at least 85 to 90% of the time, it's been reliable. And the pen, it feels like a nice pen to me at least. The eraser and just like the look and feel is great. I think the Apple Pencil really turned me off at the beginning where it was like a stick. And charging it was really weird. Like, you have to stick it into the bottom of the thing.
It is kind of a big stick.
Oh, boy. This is just going to be a wonderful podcast. Mike's over here like, it works 85 to 90% of the time. I'm like, my iPad has never not worked. That's how good iPads are.
We can't say never based on podcast editing and software or AirPods malfunctioning or...
Okay, well, that's not like Windows level of not working.
You still use Windows somewhat regularly, don't you?
Yeah, for the time being. I cannot wait to delete that partition at some point in the future. But for now, yes, I do. I do use Windows, unfortunately, for work. But one of these days, I will be switching to the far superior Mac OS Big Sur. Are you using Big Sur, Drew?
Yep, I'm switched over. As soon as the public went out, I updated, and Final Cut's been fine. I haven't noticed a single bug on the public release, which is nice, which I cannot say the same about Catalina last year. They sent it out, and I didn't get the beta. I just waited for the public release. I finally got the public release, and it was super-duper buggy, all kinds of problems. Thankfully, I could still export videos, but just graphic issues with like the mouse dragging over windows and the turns pixelated, and a bunch of programs stopped working, and... With Big Sur, there's not been any issues. Everything translated over perfectly, and I haven't found any bugs yet. So I can at least for iMac Pro users, I can recommend the Big Sur public release for my own use, but everybody's going to be different, so it changes.
So, Mike, have you updated your Windows 10 computer to Big Sur yet?
You know, it's been a bit tough lately, trying to get the update going. It's not popping for me. Is it popping for you guys? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Maybe he can Hackintosh it on there to a certain extent.
I've never been the biggest technology person in terms of, like, software.
Really? Yeah.
In terms of cars, quite the opposite.
Yeah, cars, different discussion. But you're not completely out of our loop because you do rock. What's your iPhone and Apple Watch game looking like?
Well, I got the, I think, Series 5 Apple Watch right here. And then I've got the iPhone 11 Pro that I currently use as my daily driver. I guess I don't really have any other phones. I used to have the Pixel 2 XL. And that was...
That was the one thing I was telling Mike. Don't bring that up.
Oh my gosh! All right, we got to go accepting back to applications for new co-hosts for the Talos of Tech podcast.
I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Why did you choose the Pixel?
That's a great question.
Why?
So I guess a quick version of my phone history is I used to have the Droid 4. And then that angered me, so I went to the iPhone 5S, I think it was when Siri first came out, whether it was the 4S or 5S or 6S.
4S. I think it was 4S.
Yeah, so I had the 4S then, and it was a good phone for the time that I had it, but I guess I just wanted to be the rebellious teen, I guess, and switch over to... I think I went to Samsung. I went to the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
I can see... Nick is going to just impale me with a javelin soon.
No, I'm going to impale you with a lightning charger, but yes.
This is interesting. Now we get the perspective of someone going back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't want the perspective.
It's actually pretty nice because you kind of see, like, with the 4S, you're like, okay, I see what Apple's trying to get with this phone. Siri's interesting, but I don't know. I want to go for something else. And then coming back from, I guess, after going from the Samsung to the Pixel 2, and then coming to the iPhone, it's like, oh, wow, there's been a lot that's changed with Apple software and hardware and what I can do. And the images look a lot crisper, and the user interface is nice as well. It's upgraded nicely over the years. And so it was great just... being able to compare the 4S and the iPhone 11 and just say, okay, well, here's the big change. Here's what I've been missing out, I guess.
One of these is from 2011. The other one's from 2019. What a difference a decade makes.
Yeah. So you went from the Pixel 2 to the 11 Pro?
Yes. Yeah, so the change wasn't too bad because I guess it was going down in size because I went from the Pixel 2 XL to the regular-sized iPhone 11 Pro. So it was a nice change of being able to hold the phone, which is something that you guys talk about with the iPhone Mini and Max this year. And so kind of I'm on board with that form factor of being able to hold the phone with one hand, just be able to touch things with the thumb and not have to be two-handing it and having to manage such a huge phone. So
you prefer the smaller, more compact phone approach then?
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, I like battery, so this might kill you, Drew.
Battery?
Nick's like, who needs that?
Who needs that when you sit at a desk all day?
Very true. That's what we mainly do these days with being shut inside. But I would say I'd probably, if I were to upgrade to 12, I'd maybe just go for a regular 12. Might not be bad. The Pro's great. I love it. But...
as long as you're not considering the Pixel 5, we can be friends.
Yeah. Well, and your wife has a 12, right?
She has a 12 as well, yeah. She went on the Pixel game with me because I convinced her, and she liked it. but she, before that, had an iPhone, and so she momentarily went to the dark side, I guess.
Wow. I've never met someone that's ping-ponged back and forth between the platforms. It sounds exhausting.
It kind of is in
How
terms
did you
of like
for your music library.
You don't.
Yeah.
You just don't. You don't. I have a lot of music on, I think, Google Play that's just sitting there or something like that. I don't know what's turned into now. But
YouTube music now.
I think it's YouTube music now, yeah.
I guess so. So, yeah, a lot of music.
You can get it on your iPhone, but...
And actually, we recommend, this podcast recommends YouTube Music over Apple Music, mostly because most of us already have YouTube Premium and it's free.
We're hypocrites in that way.
Yes,
but
don't buy the Pixel.
We're all about iPhones, and how dare you not buy an iPhone, but don't get Apple Music. It's not worth it. I think we're very set in our ways, Nick.
Speaking,
we've been in an echo chamber for too long.
Speaking of other things we should be echoing about,
ooh,
I got the single most funnest charger ever in the mail.
That is that so Apple heavy. Foldable?
It is the yes. one foldable Apple has announced. Well, small foldable.
That's why it's so expensive.
This is so it true. Folds. It's the MagSafe mm-hmm. Duo. And, all right, I need to say this here on the podcast, live on the air. This little thing should be called Air Power Duo. They have the perfect name brand. And every time I go to say something about this, I always say the Air Power Duo, the Air Power this, the Air. It's not the Air Power, but it looks like the Air Power, even though it's kind of floppy.
So what
but
makes it the Air Power?
The fact that it's a white Apple multi-device charger that charges things wirelessly and that was announced and then took a while to come to market.
And it was announced lightning. Without a price tag or a ship date. And this exists, though. That's
yes,
why it's not Air Power.
It does exist. And
exactly.
Let me show you. This they are not advertising the phones, the charging sandwich, but I think this is a very underrated use. No, seriously. It like it's all here.
You want the screen down?
Yeah, you put your screen down and it's just one charger and it charges two devices and it's all very compact.
Why not put the watch face
oh yeah,
down.
Flip the watch down.
Put...
There you go. Oh, it's like a little there we go. We got like a little stand here.
Whoa. So, holy crap.
I didn't think about that. I was thinking more of like.
I didn't even. Oh my God, Nick. You just blew my mind. This can be a vertical charging stand.
It basically can be. If you
holy
want to sacrifice
crap.
An Apple Watch.
Of course.
Well, as long as you have
who
like
cares
stainless
about
steel,
our watches.
Right? If you have stainless steel, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to scratch.
Nick is the only one with the steel watch.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway. This is the coolest little charger I've seen. Do you need it? No. Use a lightning port.
Is
if
it,
you, if you're
is
asking
it overpriced?
It's very overpriced. Extremely overpriced. So
okay.
much so that I have been considering returning this because, seriously, $150 after you do taxes and stuff for this thing? Expensive. But it's kind of fun. So,
but it's,
also,
it's a
something
mini
I noticed,
Apple foldable, though.
I,
it's a mini
exactly.
Apple foldable.
Only Apple foldable.
Yeah. It's what everyone's asking for, right?
I did notice, though, that you can do this number, and I put this on the edge of my nightstand, and it was
Nick.
Perfect because the phone was pointed right at my face in bed, and it was like, oh, this is so nice. Now when I wake up, the alarm can greet me right in the morning. So just hearing it, I'll also be blinded
can
by
you,
it.
What I would use it for is just kind of dropping my phone against the wall. Can you charge the phone, like, upright
yeah.
as the watch is so like let it fold downward no fold it to a 90 degree
okay and fold it like
and
this.
Then point yeah oh. that's what I would do
yeah and it all balances. I love this little thing.
Wow.
Drew, you should unbox yours. You have yours sitting right there.
If only I had one. Well, by the time they're watching this, I've already unboxed it, but yeah.
This is true.
Either way, would you get one of those, Mike, if you had a 12?
If I had a 12, yeah. It would be... I did order one for my wife just because she likes being able to just put her phone down.
Nice.
And be able to use it. I think I could still use it with
my
11.
Did you feel pressured by us to order it?
Honestly,
the answer is yes.
Possibly, yeah. I do find great value in the fact that I can charge both my phone and my watch with only one cord. And in one
that
location,
nice.
It's not like I have to get two cords and plug them in and then have to have this
mm-hmm.
mess of cords right next to me on my nightstand. So it would be nice just to have one
yeah.
little hub for everything. Like you guys have said in the past, being able to just fold it up and then just carry one cord with one adapter and then just be on the way. Whether
it's
you're
very mobile.
Yeah, definitely very mobile.
If only this was USB-C.
Mm.
That we were so close to greatness. We were so close to having the perfect charger, but they botched it with the Lightning port. If it would have been USB-C, I could have brought around my MacBook and iPad charger and the Duo, and that would have covered everything. I could have charged the phone and the watch with one cable, one brick, but they ruined it. Ugh.
I almost think in about 3 months they'll announce a different MagSafe Duo 2 with the USB-C port, and that's the only change. And we'll all go buy it because, you know,
reasons. I probably would. Yeah, I think I would. Would you guys – I think we're all using AirPods, right?
Yep.
Yes. We're all rocking them. So would you guys be interested at all in a MagSafe Trio that had a separate spot for the AirPods, or is Duo enough?
I feel like Duo's enough, no. But the Trio would be nice, being able to charge three devices at once.
It would be
might
nice.
Might need a bigger brick.
But I wouldn't use it as frequently as I think I might, because I don't actually charge my AirPods more than maybe at once every 3 or 4 days.
Me too.
And even then, it only takes like 2 or 3 hours to charge them. So it's not like an overnight process. It's normally whenever I put my AirPods in to listen to something, and I hear the doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. I'm like, okay, I need to go charge them. And so I put the thing on a charger or a wireless charger, and then in a couple hours, they're all charged up, and I continue about my day. But
would it actually be a Z Fold at that point then? Like, it'd be like three pads?
Yeah,
but we could name it the Galaxy Fold V instead of the Air Power Duo.
Because it makes less sense that way.
Mm-hmm.
It would actually be a Z, though, because you'd have like three pads, right? And they'd kind of all flip out. So Apple beat Galaxy, or at least Samsung, at their own game of actually having a Z Fold.
I think so. It almost looks like something you could fit in your wallet, Nick. Like an ID. You flip it open. Anyone need a charger?
Agent Ann Sweeney, Global Security. I have 2 cases pending against you. Or you've been leaking to this guy named Leaker. Whatever, you know how the cops have their badge in a folder thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have to put a little bit of force into that, I see.
They're pretty sticky. They're stuck together. These magnets
I didn't realize that they magnetically stick on the back, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, they go both ways. It's so nice.
That's what my, when I first got the MagSafe puck and the Apple Watch puck, they stuck together because they're both magnets. So it makes sense that they
magnets
do
tend to stick together.
It does make that thunk sound, right, when you put the phone on it? With the whole MagSafe funk. Okay.
I love that. I wish the Apple Watch would show up like that when you're charging with Duo. Like, could truly bring back the air power animations.
And then get that warm. That's what I actually wanted from air power. I didn't care about air power itself. I just wanted the sound.
It was very satisfying, yes. I agree.
I mean, air power does exist. Me and Drew did see it here in the bay when he visited.
Oh, yeah. We went to some little pop-up shop that had – it wasn't actually air power. What was it? It was like a – it was a large Qi charger that you could place the phone anywhere. It was like – it didn't need to
Nomad?
Be in a specific
like
place.
Like a Nomad thing?
I think it was Nomad or something like that. But you could charge 3 devices at once.
It was a big skateboard.
Yeah. Pretty much. It had all the little coils. You could see it. It was transparent. Mm-hmm. I never seen one in person, but we got to check it out. Yeah.
What I really love most about MagSafe and the new MagSafe connectors, we have all of these new fun infinite possibilities of like useless combinations, like the magnet, the leather wallet with the MagSafe charger, or you can just put the,
that is
the leather case with the MagSafe Duo and not charge anything. There's just so many fun combinations here that don't make any sense, but...
Can you put the
Did
wallet?
You ever do that with the Lightning?
Yeah.
Put the wallet on the charger.
Put the wallet on the other side. No, wallet on the other side of the case that's on the charger.
Oh, there we go. We can do this followed by this.
Most useless
Bam, we got a charging sandwich, folks.
There you
Look
go.
At that.
Wow. Incredible.
Ooh. Who says you can't charge while having your wallet on your phone now?
Yeah. Why not? Nick, you're rocking a different mini than the last time I talked to you.
Yes, that is true.
How many dang times have you switched phones this year?
I am done. I have counted that up. I have counted that up. I was so... The last time...
I am done.
Last time when I set this phone up, I was like, I am so done with this. I even tweeted about it. I think I counted up and I had like 9 phones. I've used 9 phones since August.
And oh my God. 9?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's...
How has it been 9?
Let me find the tweet. Give me about 2 seconds here.
Would that be like an XR?
I've obviously reviewed a few things, but
iPhone 11.
Well, while he's looking that up, Mike, do you think you're still gonna keep tagging back with Android occasionally, or are you pretty comfortable with iOS now?
I think I'm comfortable with iOS. I think with age, at least through the years for myself, I just want something stable that isn't going to like ask me to reset up my Google Cloud or ever like. Have to log into something else. I think where Apple's at right now with their software, I can get around. And with them just having widgets finally come out on their software, I like it. Right. I'm a big widget guy. Yeah, even though it's very limited. It's at least enough to where
I'm like... Do you think your Apple Watch is playing a factor in that at all?
Possibly.
Like pinning you down to the ecosystem of like, this is going to be useless unless you keep buying iPhones.
Yeah, I think the last watch I had was a Fitbit. And so that thing was definitely like, it felt third party almost in terms of like connecting to my phone and being able to look at different things.
Right.
Apple Watch is great. Definitely a way to keep someone on the Apple ecosystem. It's just being able to, at the tap of your finger, be able to look at the weather. Or look at your calendar, which I don't think anyone really does these days. But being able to, I don't know, control the Hue, be able to look at the controls of
time
your
is
smartphone
useless
or
in the year 2020.
Time is useless.
Yeah, you were using the smartwatch for your smart bulbs a lot last time we visited.
Yeah, I think it's really nice because it's a way. It's almost, I almost feel like Tony Stark sometimes, just being able to look at my watch, tap out a button, and bam, there goes the lights. Or we have a deck outside that has some nice strung up lights, and I put a smart plug on it. And so I could just easily either tell Siri or Google, hey, turn on the lights, or I could just tap it on my watch or my phone and all done.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah. Okay, Nick, how did you find the tweet?
Oh,
did
I found the tweet.
Okay.
I started August, 9 in total. I started August with my iPhone 11 Pro Max. And then I cracked that, if you recall, almost live on
remember.
The show. almost
it was
killed
right
myself.
After the podcast.
It was right after the
bleeding.
Podcast. I almost killed myself. I got a replacement iPhone. I didn't like kill myself, but I was like falling and I almost died in this process. I got a replacement iPhone 11 Pro Max. That's two. Then I sold that and I went to the drawer iPhone 10 for about 2.5 months or so.
That's right. I remember that.
Then I had the iPhone 12. And the iPhone 12 Pro. So now we're up to 5.
Did you use both at the same time, or did you switch SIMs?
I had my SIM full time in the 12 for one day, and the rest of it was in the Pro, because they were practically the same phone, and one just felt nicer to hold.
Gotcha.
So I did 12 Pro, and then I went back to the iPhone 10 while I was waiting for the Mini, and then I got my Red Mini in the mail, and I decided that was ugly, so I sent it back. And I went back to the iPhone 10 for a little while I was waiting on the white one to come. And now the white one's here. So we're at 9 phones
total.
You like it? I love this. This is
good.
This is the phone I'm keeping for at least until next September or August when I'm getting ready for next phones. But even then, there's going to have to be quite a bit of rumors surrounding the new phones for me to upgrade from this, which is why I'm using a case. Normally, Nick is not a case person. Nick has always been, you know, just... Trust AppleCare. I do have AppleCare on this as well, but this is a device I truly see myself using for multiple years, which is why I want to protect it a little bit better. And so, also, leather wallet is amazing. I love this leather wallet. It's perfect.
Really?
Do you find it slipping off a bit?
It looked like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Do you find it slipping off a bit? I know with my wife's. I mean, she doesn't get around too much from the house, but it's stuck around pretty good, at least on her end. I know it's hit or miss with a lot of other people.
Yeah, so the reason why people have problems... I'll do a live demo here. The reason why people have problems is because they put their phones in like this, and you have to be a complete idiot to put your phone in like that, because obviously there's a wallet attached to your phone, and you're not going to do that if you care about your wallet. Right. So what all civilized humans should be doing is holding their phone like they just were using it, right? Woo! Look at that! All better now. Mm. All right, demo over.
So as long as the wallet
was my fly
gets
down
under the little lip, it's okay.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. And with the leather on leather, it sticks so nice and satisfying. Like, this is not going anywhere. On the glass, it is a little bit more slippery, but leather on leather, this is stuck on.
Do you need more cards than the wallet can hold?
No. So I do have kind of like my bag
wallet.
You're
a big Amex guy, which is why I was curious.
So I have ID, debit card, which is also Visa card, so I can, you know, the one place that
doesn't accept all the numbers.
The Amex Platinum card. Yeah, we're going to show all the numbers here on the show so that everyone can see. Feel free to buy whatever you want with the numbers that you see here.
Can buy myself an iPhone.
What other podcast 12. Would do that? There you go.
I'm joking. Don't use those. You should have been able to see them. But, yeah, I don't know. Three cards is all I had in my previous wallet. I only used three cards in my previous wallet, and this is all this will hold, so it's perfect. It has an Apple logo on it, so come on. Perfect.
You made me spill water on myself, so, Nick.
Wow.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought it was something else.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. It's oil, right? Because I drive a normal car.
Fair.
Something that...
Yeah.
I think we're the oil car guys. So after using the 11 Pro for... Has it been like a year for you now? Or
Mike?
For me? Oh, I thought we were talking about the many different phones that Nick has. Yeah, it's been...
No.
I got in January.
Did you make note of that list?
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Almost a year.
You could be daily driving something else. Yeah, so it's been about a year since January. What day is
so
it?
So you picked... September. So you picked the 5.8-inch model, and that means if you stick with an iPhone for your next purchase, you're going to have to either go bigger or smaller. Which way are you leaning?
That's the tough part. I don't even know which way to go. I know that going with the Pixel, the size, I forget what the size of the Pixel 2 XL was. It was just a bit too big for my hands. And I've got solid hands, or at least they're good size.
Yeah.
They're
solid.
Glad you have solid hands.
They're not liquid.
Those flappy hands are terrible. I should know. It's hard to grab things.
Yeah,
Mike is almost exactly my height, I think.
Yeah, I'd probably go smaller, though. Honestly.
Really?
I feel like...
Would you go with the mini?
If it's like the mini... Well, yeah, if I was going to go for a 12, it'd either be...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, yeah. I don't know. I think my wife's phone is an alright size, but I guess if I were to get a new phone, if the 11 Pro broke for some reason today, I'd probably get the mini.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a pretty nice phone. You guys are hyping it up pretty well.
You are now allowed back on the show.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think he's just securing his position.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
on the show.
Grandy will be back later, guys. Don't worry.
If they made like mini,
we
was it
as
like
soon
a,
as we find out where he is, we will let you know.
If they made like a 12S mini or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I'd go for that maybe, because that's around the time they usually
Fair
upgrade.
Enough.
Usually around 2 years. So.
Yeah, I've made the full transition now. I'm no longer split. I've made the move to the mini. The SIM is in it, and it's been decided. So I'm getting very, very comfortable with it and the one-handed use and everything. And it's just so – something I forgot about my older phones is just how light a phone can be. Like Nick's using it with a case, all these extra leather and magnets, but I'm not using it with anything. And I can literally just hold it like in landscape playing a game or watching YouTube for like hours, and I won't even feel like much soreness on my fingers because of how light they were able to make this thing, which is bizarre. It's kind of weird how, and the speakers on them still get very loud for the size, which is trippy. Mm-hmm. It's like when you turn up the volume, you're expecting something smaller to be quieter, but it's just as loud as the Pros or the Pro Maxes. And it's just like, whoa, oh my God. So I would recommend the Mini to a lot of people, but based on what analysts are saying, apparently the Mini is the least popular, and the Pro Max is the most popular, so no one likes our ideas.
Well, that's all right. They're more for us.
Interesting.
That's true. Less wait time.
Mm-hmm. And it when everyone's like, collective senses come together and they figure out that the Mini is the way to go, our resale values will be real well.
It did take some convincing from yourself, though, Drew, if I'm right.
Oh, shoot.
Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
Uh-oh, Mike, we can't hear you.
Test, test.
Uh-oh.
How about now?
Now we can.
There we go.
Now we got it.
There we go. All right, sorry, potato internet over here.
That's right. Continue. You're good.
It did take some convincing on, I guess, your own part, right, Drew? You had to convince yourself. There was apparently a multiverse of Drews at some point.
There were a few Drews that had to pitch in. Thank you, Nick, for your kind words about that video. I appreciate it. I was expecting it to be very cringy and a bunch of subscribers to drop and a bunch of dislikes. But I was like, you know what? I think it'd be funny, so I'm going to do it anyway.
you should do that more often. Screw what the audience thinks. You know what's funny.
I think we should do a podcast with Max Drew and Mini Drew. And
there we go.
It's just the three of us talking for like an hour and a half.
I will not volunteer a script writer on that, but...
Okay, fair enough. I wouldn't either. That would be that would be tough, but it would be pretty funny. But yeah, I was ultimately... The final decision was not necessarily the coin toss, but it ultimately came down to I'm going to be happy with either because there's a bunch of pros and cons with either, and I just decided, you know what? If you're undecided on any two purchases and you can think of a lot of pros for both and a lot of cons for both and you can't really just ultimately say one is the better move, you should probably just go off of price then and just default. It's like, okay, if nothing else matters, then just save yourself some money if you really think you'll be fine either way. So that's where it ultimately fell for me, is like, yeah, the Max has all this stuff. And ultimately I tried to write it into the script a little bit and saying that, like, you know, the Mini is impressive and I think probably the most interesting out of all the new phones that came out, whereas the Max just kind of let us down with its specs and the 120 hertz. So I'm like, you know, I would rather reward Apple for doing something different and standing out from the market than reward them for settling and being like, eh, we can't do 120 hertz. Oh, well, I guess we'll leave it off. I'd rather reward them for that. The funny thing is, though, a few relatives of mine who live in SoCal were both using 8 pluses, and they both upgraded to 12 Pro Maxes.
Ooh, wow.
So, they love them. They were like, the camera's amazing, I'm loving it. But the main reasoning was just like, I don't want a smaller phone. And I'm wondering if maybe that's why the Mini's just as nostalgic and as practical as it may be. Maybe just people have moved on from small phones and they got comfortable with the 7 Plus and the 8 Plus and the Max, and now they just will always go Max because that's what they know. And they don't want to get a phone with a smaller display. So definitely. Maybe that's why they're seeing so much demand for it.
Yeah, and maybe the battery Markets size is also on. Kind of scaring them as well. Just not being able to get through the whole day without having to charge it, or, I don't know, having to have it sit on a wireless charger while you sit at your desk maybe is inconvenient if the charger isn't close to the screen or something. Or
true.
Maybe you're using it all
the time.
If
you're at your desk working, you probably shouldn't be on your phone.
Very true.
I know. Every boss out there is like, finally, someone's saying this. And every employee out there is like, dang it,
Nick's a goody little worker who's following his boss's advice.
But see, when you have a MagSafe charger, you can put it anywhere.
Can you
even go
from
fishing
for
your phone? I've done that a couple times. You know what?
Fair enough. So
the
you're...
MagSafe Duo needs to be able to charge with MagSafe. So you should have to. You should be able to do a MagSafe Duo charger, where it charges like that.
It's not even connected.
It's not. Well.
I feel like it's gonna heat that up, kind of like the. Was
yeah,
the
I noticed
Note
it.
7.
Well, I was thinking more of just the Apple Watch Puck and the MagSafe when Drew was testing it out. Are you feeling
the
heat?
Yeah, they both attached to each other, and then I touched them, and they got really, really hot. I was like, oh, crap, ooh, it's emitting energy. How much cancer am I getting right now? Like,
about 2 years of crap. Cancer.
Yeah. 2 years of cancer. It's like, maybe don't put those two things together. Might not be a great idea. Oh, well. If you plug in MagSafe Duo and then fold it up, will it start trying to charge itself?
Like this?
Yeah, but or the phone.
Yeah, I think the other way.
The other way, like this? Where the watch
does it know
charger?
That it's not charging another device? Like, I'm curious.
It's probably
if
smart
it gets
enough.
Hot.
I mean, we'll see how long it takes to get brain cancer, guys.
Oh, we do not condone
if Nick
this.
Starts speaking and no, don't try this at home.
There's a whole like safety page in the box. I don't know where my box went, but there's like a whole safety page. I didn't read it, but it's like an actual like it's like bound with like glue, and you can like flip through the pages of all the safety information.
Wow.
I haven't read it. Probably should.
Okay.
Probably says don't look at it while it's charging.
We'll
stay
read it out.
25 feet away from it.
Don't acknowledge its existence.
Make sure there's a fire extinguisher handy.
Mike, I have to ask you something I don't think I've ever asked you before.
Oh, no.
Okay. How did you discover Talosiv?
How did I discover Talosiv? That's a great question. Probably the Cybertruck, honestly, with Talosiv.
Whoa.
I don't know
whether it was the tech channel?
I don't know whether it was the tech or EV, but I remember at least mainly watching the EV at some point, and then discovering that there was the tech, or no, it was probably in that moment when I watched some Cybertruck video. I discovered, okay, Talosiv EV, but then, oh, there's a tech, and then there's also gaming, and then, oh, it's a whole network.
Interesting. Yeah. So EV was first.
Probably
that was
first.
Like your first introduction.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
interesting because that's not how most people find out usually, which is interesting. Usually it's tech and then they make their way to EV. But we met for those curious during a YouTube live stream, I think.
Yeah, I think it was on the Tales of EV live stream, where it was probably just talking about whatever Tesla news was during that time, or maybe speculating about battery day. And then you're talking about how you wanted to see one of these Ys up close, or at least maybe the Y was mentioned. It was funny because I had the Y, and so I'm like, oh, hey.
Right.
I mean,
and you said that in the chat. You were like, if you want to check out the Y, let me know. And I was like, whoa, someone has a Y and they're watching and they're willing to let me look at it. It's a perfect storm.
Content.
So I think I commented on your channel video, and I tried to email you, I think. I can't remember how I got a hold of you.
You got a hold of me through commenting. I think you commented on the one video on my YouTube channel that's of, like, I think it's the game Steep, where it's like a skiing or snowboarding, and you can also do jetpack stuff and whatever. And you're just like, hey, are you the guy that talked about the Y or something like that? And then I think from there, I think I just commented back just saying, here's. Maybe it was my email, and then immediately deleted it.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so that was my at least first interaction with you guys in terms of, like, connecting in that sort of way. But
yeah.
And now it's, I guess.
That was fun. I'm glad.
I guess it's all
I'm glad we did that
point.
Stream.
I'm just going to keep on talking as soon as you keep on talking, just so that way we keep it interesting.
Okay. There's some really bad FaceTime lag, in case the audience is wondering. That's why we both keep pausing and then starting at the same time. But
so,
Nick,
Drew, hold on. Drew.
Okay.
What is coming on December 8th? This is the question the internet is wondering about.
Yeah.
I got asked this so many times on the live stream last night. I said I was going to hold my thoughts here. Go. What is coming on December 8th from Apple?
Fitness Plus.
Fitness Plus! Oh, that's great!
That's what I think it
Finally,
is.
Finally! I can get
I don't know.
Fit!
But this is a great way to date this episode, Nick, because isn't this dropping on the 8th?
No, I'm going to do this as soon as same day as possible, as soon as Mike can get me the footage. So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
So, Monday.
I'll send it by pigeon.
Got it.
No, I think it's Tuesday. Tuesday's the rumor.
Oh, okay, so there's one day. So this is going to age very, very well. Honestly, it kind of reminds me of the time when there were leakers all saying that on October 30th, Apple was going to drop something, and they were expecting it to be Or no, it was September 30th because there was an event listed in the keynote for September 30th and people were like, this is when the iPad Air 4 is going to be ready. And then literally nothing happened. That's what it kind of feels like. It's like, okay, we've had four events this year. Apple's announced all kinds of crap between watches and chargers and Apple Silicon and new iPhones. And okay, I think they've done what they plan on doing. And they ended the event. The whole final event was a one more thing. So I don't think you do one more thing. So part of me is like, okay, if they do have some type of site refresh planned, it's probably something really tiny that's not that interesting. Otherwise, they would have just tacked it alongside the last event, which was bizarrely short. So I don't think it's anything major. I don't think it's like AirPods Studio Silicon, or I don't even think it's AirTags. I feel like they would just save that for an event. So I could see some people were saying Apple TV refresh, which sounds tiny and insignificant enough for me to be like, yeah, maybe they were like, yeah, let's not talk about that on stage. We'll just update it one day. I'd be like, okay, hardware wise, that's what I think it's probably just like A12 chip in the Apple TV. Yay. Everyone buy it now, please. And everyone's like, no. I just woke up and when I got back from my trip, my Roku just updated and now has AirPlay and HomeKit support. Like it just overnight, just Apple decided, yeah, we're going to allow AirPlay and HomeKit on third-party TVs.
Hmm.
So I bought that TV like over 2 years ago and it's never had that. And it's just like, oh, I'm going to have it now. So there's even less reasons to get an Apple TV now.
I'm going to have to ask you how to turn that on because I think we have a Roku TV that I would like to AirDrop.
No, I think you – how did I do it? I think I looked it up. Yeah, but basically I can turn the TV on and off from the Home app and Control Center, which is cool.
Wow.
And I can AirPlay to it. So if you're playing a YouTube video, and you can just
nice.
– I guess my Roku already did that because it had the casting support thing. But, yeah, I'm going to guess something somewhat minor and disappointing because – everyone's hype is way too high. They're not going to announce anything extremely major at this point in the year. It's already like past the prime time for I'd say like holiday shopping,
yeah,
with ship time slipping and everything. So there's not going to be anything they're going to announce next week that's going to probably get in time for Christmas. And if it is, it's going to be close. So my guess would be like a Apple TV spec boost because they haven't updated it for 3 years now? Over 3 years, I think. So, just something I'd wake up and be like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, you're wrong, Drew.
That's it.
You're wrong.
Oh, got it.
We are getting AirPods Studio. We're getting AirTags. And we're getting AirPower.
Right.
They're all coming back. All on December 8th.
Nick has
all of
this
in the
existence. It will happen.
That's wonderful.
I'm most curious about the third generation AirPods and maybe some studios. Like, I think I definitely understand we're kind of late, but like 2020 has been a crazy year, so I think the whole schedule's kind of been tossed out the window. So, you know, if they are ready, might as well ship them and see if you can recognize a little bit extra December revenue and make some Apple sheep excited for Christmas. And why not?
Well, I'm excited because
I'm
running out of tech video ideas.
Exactly, yeah. We're all just sitting around bored and quarantined, and we've had an Apple event every month the past 3 months.
Yep.
And now we're sitting here, okay, well, we're out of things to talk about again. What did we used to do before Apple had an event every month? Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Actually, go outside.
You're right.
I should go outside?
That's
never
a thing.
Been there.
It does exist.
I think... So the last month we had without an Apple event was August?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's been since August.
Yep. And even then, Dub Dub was in June, so it's just August and July without an Apple event.
Yeah. Wow. You're right. That is kind of trippy. Huh. That's bizarre.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you, Nick, the question I was going to ask you since I asked Mike the same thing is, do you remember the first video of mine you watched?
Vaguely.
Okay.
I was.
You were like, I don't watch your videos.
I don't know if I've ever seen one of your videos, Drew.
Taylosif who?
What's Taylosif? I haven't heard of this. I was looking at getting an iPad and Apple Pencil, iPad Pro and Apple Pencil, like way back in like 2016, 2017, I think.
15 and was the first iPad Pro.
Yeah, it wasn't the first gen one, but I think it was like
next
iPad that came out after it. I was looking pretty hard at it, and I found 17. Your Apple Pencil 1 year later review, I think, or maybe it was like your Apple Pencil review.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
I remember the blue thumbnail, and I remember clicking on it, and I remember thinking, ah, interesting. And then you popped up in my recommended a few other times, but I vaguely remember that. Like I might have invented that memory. I've been trying to think of the first video I've watched so many times. I might have invented that memory, but I don't know.
I think I'd do that too.
That feels like it's probably the first video I saw from you. And
interesting.
I don't know.
I like going back to the root, because unlike a traditional formal greeting, you know, like when my... What's that? Sorry, I've lost you.
Oh, am I totally out of sync again?
Oh, no.
Have an out.
Go ahead.
Oh, we lost the audio again.
Woohoo!
I can't. Oh, now it's there.
There we go. All right, I'm back. Yeah, I was going to comment on the fact that, like, it's interesting seeing your video.
Oh, my God. The audio keeps cutting out.
He said, I'm back, and then I just saw his lips moving.
I know, that's what happened to me. Dang it, FaceTime. Sorry. Try again, please.
All right, hold on, wait. Let's see if this works.
Oh, no.
Oh
no!
Oh no! Wait!
Oh no!
We can fix this. We'll fix it in post.
Okay, now I hear you.
Quick!
I hear you when you're not saying
you.
The important thing.
Okay, you can hear me now.
They can
Hello,
hear you.
T-Mobile?
The audience can hear you. Yes, I can hear you now. Go quick, quick,
quick! Okay. It has been interesting seeing the transition, at least because YouTube, of course, with this algorithm, is just like, okay, you want to watch this video of Drew from like 2015 or whatever in an attic without a beard. It's just like the strangest look.
Right, there were odd times.
What were you
going
say?
Back to the root of how all this happens, because like when I met my wife, we were at a college, and you know, she was just like, hey, you look like Ron Weasley, and then we just started talking and getting to know each other better. Whereas you guys, most likely your first time being introduced to me, you didn't know it was going to be a guy that you would later have podcasts with and meetups with and get more like in-person interaction with. You were just browsing YouTube and just happened to click on a channel, and you were like, and it makes me wonder how often you like were aware of me but weren't getting to the level of interaction we're at now, where we're like texting each other and just talking on a more regular basis about life and just work and
you
what's going on and stuff.
You can use the F word, Drew. We're friends.
We're friends now. But you didn't know that when you first watched the video. So it's like it's an interesting kind of interaction from where it stems from. But yeah, it's like Nick was like I was interacting with mostly through live streams. You were very active in the early days of Taylosif, and now Mike's just joining in with EV, and he's in the live streams. It's just interesting how many people you can meet and interact with and get to know just through YouTube and
internet.
Making videos. Yeah, like we're in totally different locations, all of us, so it's just
no
kinda...
actually we're true, don't lie to these people. We're in the same studio, we just have like different sides of the studio.
Of
Drew,
course,
what are you talking about?
I was gonna say Nick's on
the
other
For
side
the
of
pandemic,
the wall over here.
We go in different rooms.
Yeah.
We're all next to each other. I'm sorry, I shouldn't lie like that. It's not a good move.
You only lie when it's in the best interest of the audience.
Of course. They know that. Hopefully.
So you're not a reputable source, you're telling me now?
They haven't been around since 2X.
Apple leaks what?
I've never been a reputable
Taylosif is the most untrustworthy name in news.
I was gonna say.
Pretty much. Does Mike have any interest in Apple Silicon, or are you just kind of set with the machines you're currently using?
I'm interested in Apple Silicon. It seems interesting. Like, the speed test that people are doing is intriguing me, and just, I think what really spoke out to me was when they showed the picture of the M1 chip and the Mac Mini, versus like the Intel chip before. I forget what that comparison was, and it's just like,
yeah,
there's like nothing yeah. in the shell. I'm like, and these things operate on the same like efficiency, or at least like they're both around the same speed. Like, that's not bad for hardware that's a whole lot smaller and doesn't really require that much space for cooling or anything else. So it's definitely interesting. Would I get one today? Probably not. I don't really have the money and interest, but and my computer, I guess, still kind of works despite all the internet troubles, which are going to be fixed in a week. So if I'm on again, it's not going to be this terrible. But in terms of going for like Apple Silicon, yeah, I could see myself maybe in the future getting some, at least dipping my toes in the water per se.
For, and don't do it just to please Nick.
No, oh, definitely no. Do it just to please us.
I aim to just please Nick at this point, honestly. I mean, I could just hold this up.
Okay, I was getting Randy vibes before, but now I'm really getting Randy vibes.
I'm really just Randy.
He's gonna hold up the S Surface Pen like a crucifix or something.
Back,
stand back,
back,
stand back. Have you I know Nick, last time we talked you were kind of talking about maybe making an Apple Silicon investment. Have there been any developments in that category, or have you decided to wait or back out?
So here's the thing, the Mac, I would be perfectly content on any of the current M1 Macs. Any of them seem more than powerful enough to do. I mean, my iPad Pro 4th gen, awesome, 1 terabyte. I have no complaints with the iPad Pro, but it is the software that's slightly limiting. You know, I've been using Apple Motion quite a bit. You'll see early next year all of the Apple Motion projects I've been working on.
Stay tuned. They look good, guys.
They sure do. But
I'm gonna leak them.
No, don't.
I gotta be a leaker.
Okay. There you go. You'll get 100% track record on Apple Tracks.
Yes.
Yay. Leak your own stuff. But the Geekbench on the 13-inch MacBook Pro 2017 i5 that I have is the same multi-core score as a single-core M1 Mac. So I'm getting about 1750 on this current computer. I'm like, well, that's like 4 or 5 times more computing power in one of these little Macs that are so cheap and affordable. Like, there's a really compelling argument to make to invest in an M1 Mac. The problem is, I kind of told myself I was going to go all out on the iPad, and I did. And so this is still my primary computer, and I don't want to change that up because I do love creating content on the iPad. But the Mac Mini has been super tempting just because of its power-to-cost ratio. It's like almost infinite power because it has the best thermals of all the M1 Macs.
Unlimited power!
But at the same time, I could spend $700 or $1,300 on an M1 Mac now, or I could wait a few months / maybe a year and continue with my current thing and get a 16-inch M1X MacBook Pro, which I think will really, really kick butt. So I'm at the weird... I've seen just about every YouTube creator who reviews one of these. They're like, yeah, it's great for everyone, but for me, I'm going to wait for the next one. And I'm like, yep, I'm there. Me. I feel it.
Yeah. Everyone isn't in a big hurry to upgrade because they're like, how good can this get? So
yeah, exactly. And if I'm going to spend new Mac kind of money, I want to have the best of the best. And the M1 currently is the best of the best, but the roadmap is saying that there is something even better just around the corner. And I'm not at a point where I'm in pain right now with my current development. I mean, doing Apple Motion work on this computer is absolutely atrocious. I'm getting like 2 frames a second of real-time rendering, which is just absolutely terrible to watch. But, you know, I'm not using that full-time. And so it works for now. And at some point, maybe that 16-inch MacBook Pro is in my future. Maybe an iMac. I don't know. But I'm so tempted. I've had it in my cart multiple times, but I haven't yet pulled the trigger.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're still undecided there. Probably want to wait.
Yeah.
So it's mainly until your main machine dies.
iMac
then.
Renders look so nice. Yeah, it's not going to die. And I looked it up on Apple. You can trade it in with Apple for like $600 or $700, which I was pretty surprised at because normally Mac's trade-in values aren't that great. But yeah, this Mac was getting like $600 or $700, $650 or something. And I was like, well, I could trade in the MacBook for a Mac Mini pretty easily. And
get a lot better performance.
Exactly. It'd be better performance, but I'd lose the display and I'd lose the portability. But maybe that's all right. But I don't know. I don't need it right now. So I'm just going to stay chill. We'll see.
Fair enough.
Patience will pay off at some point, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Just not too much.
Use the... not too much patience. Do you use the always-on display on your Series 5?
So I originally did, and then for a bit I turned it off just because you were talking about how battery life is amazing without it. And kind of like what...
I told you to turn it off.
I told you so. Drew told me, so I'm going to do it.
You will buy this phone. You will buy this car. You will buy
this. I will buy this now.
You will buy this. That's what you guys did to me. You will buy the iPhone 12 mini. I will buy the iPhone 12 mini.
So then I switched to not always on, whatever it is. But I didn't really like it just because... Always off. just don't even use it.
It's called not charging it.
It's just dead. It's always off display.
I don't know. At least for me, like, I would flip my wrist and sometimes it just wouldn't respond. So I don't know whether it's just my watch or maybe my wrist movement is just not the most ideal for Apple and their accelerometers. Mm-hmm. But I've switched back to always on and it's fine. Like, I never run out of charge throughout the day. It's always great and kind of like what you guys have said in the past. You always plug it in at night. Like, I'm not trying to do any of these sleep studies with seeing how I'm sleeping because kind of like what you've said, Drew. Yeah, I wake up. Yeah, I don't feel like I had good sleep. I don't need the computer to tell me you didn't have good sleep. I already know that. So,
right.
It's definitely... Okay.
I've been turned. I was not a always-on-display guy for the longest time, and then I turned it off on the Series 6, and after a while, I just was... It was the weirdest thing. I was just slightly annoyed by the fact that the display would shut all the way off instantly and then all the way back on when I tapped it. And what I liked about Always On was that it was like a cross dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going from on to off, it would like gradually fade out. And I liked that it wasn't so flashy to the point that I almost would probably go with the display off if it was more gradual and the brightness just kind of faded out slowly, but you can't do that. So I turned it back on and I've actually been using it with the display on for the past month or so. Didn't think I would do that, but
Drew,
I don't know. Just very bizarre. Yes.
We're going to have a very serious conversation after this podcast is done being recorded.
Oh no.
We can't hide it from the audience, Nick. We have to have it now.
All right, we're gonna do it.
I do have a question though, Drew.
Okay. So much about what you choose to be.
<'Cause dang it.
laughs> He just hates me. That's all. Go ahead, Mike.
I swear the internet will be better. I promise. Have you even noticed the color?
What you need is Starlink.
Have you even noticed
more
the color of the watch after all this time? Like, do you catch yourself actually looking at the color, or has it finally just faded into this is just the watch color, or this is just the watch? I don't care what color it is, really.
I have still noticed it, actually. Surprisingly, after all these months of wearing it, I still look at it, and I'll still... It helped a lot when I switched to the black watch band because then I just felt like the red aluminum was more of an accent. And I realized something I still look at it for is back in 2017, I bought the aluminum Series 3. And it was space gray and a red dot on the crown. And now I'm in 2020 and it's all red with a space gray dot on the crown. So... it still throws my brain for a loop a lot because I look at it and I'm just like, this is the color contrast of that watch I once. I only had it for like 3 months and then I upgraded to the Space Black, but still, I just notice it. And I still find myself looking at it a bit. It's very Apple sheepish of me. It's probably not healthy, but I do still notice the color. It hasn't really blended into the background yet. So maybe I'll
get
there. Well,
thanks so much for asking that question, Mike, because I did want to talk about this. The stainless steel Apple Watch is the best steel Apple Watch you can get. Do not get gold, folks. Do not get the stupid titanium or the stupid ceramic. Get the stainless steel Apple
Watch. It is a good look.
In gold.
I like that look.
Beautiful.
Very shimmery.
It's definitely something I'm trying to get my wife to get.
Really? You want her to get a steel watch?
Yeah. I feel like it's conductive for what she does with horses, right? You want something that's durable.
True.
And it's going to be taking the roughness of a outdoor experience and not getting all the scratches
that's
on
fair.
It. So it's something that I've kind of regretted with my aluminum. It's got scratches all over the glass and the case is starting to get beat up and it's only like almost a year old. So either I'm really abusive to my technology that I wear or or maybe need something a little bit more durable.
So would you consider upgrading to the steel next time you get a watch?
If it's like the Series 7 or 8, maybe, yeah. But I feel like
few years down the road.
Yeah, I don't think the 6, kind of like what you said in a couple videos, Drew. The 6 is not an upgrade, really. I don't really need all those heart monitors. I, at least I don't think so.
Definitely not from a 5, which is what you're on.
Yeah.
Hardly from a 4.
Yeah. So maybe the redesign that is rumored for the 7, I guess, that'd be maybe interesting to look at.
Yeah.
If it's round or square or rectangular.
Ooh.
Or
more squared off like the iPhones. Would you want a more squared off watch, Nick?
I've been dreaming about this, honestly. I stopped dreaming about...
I'm dreaming of a squared Apple Watch,
just like the one Steve used to make. You know, in my entire life, I have a squared off MacBook Pro, a squared off iPad Pro, a squared off iPhone 12 mini, and my watch is now the outlier with the roundy pilly design. And so I'm all for a squared Apple Watch. Just make it like the iPhones, just nice and tight square corners. I'll be all up for it. It'll be the first design change in forever, which will be kind of fun to watch.
And finally, for once, everything will match your Cybertruck as well, so then everything will just be square polygons.
The steel.
Everything
That's
is
what you
steel
need.
And square.
You're assuming I'm getting a Cybertruck, though. I might not, because, you know, the design is a little iffy.
It's square.
Wrong podcast.
It's a rectangle.
That's cool. I want to see a design change, too, because if the Series 7 is just, like, blood pressure monitoring, I'm just, like, no one's going to want
it. But they're going to change all the watch connections on us and make us buy new bands. I'm
not
sure about that.
That would also turn a bunch of people away, I think. I bet, like, hardly anyone would buy it if they knew their old watch bands didn't work.
That's true.
Well, it's Apple. Everyone probably
would
still buy
it, actually. They'll sell you a $29, what do they call these things? Clasps? Clasp 1
I guess.
To clasp 2 converter.
Are we all wearing different...
How would that even work?
No, you have one adapter on one side, and then you have...
Are you the 40 millimeter, Mike?
Yeah, I'm on the 40. I think the 40, was it the 44 or something like that? It seems a little bit too big for me.
Wow.
I think it's because you didn't have an Apple Watch before the 5, right?
And it's broken.
No.
I had the squared off Fitbit. I think it was like the Fitbit Surge or something. I forget what it was called.
Okay.
So squares,
see, I think
not
the...
foreign to me.
Gotcha. So I think the reason Nick and I are more 44 millimeters because we were Apple Watch users from day one, like since the day it was launched.
Mm-hmm.
And back then it was 38 millimeter and 42 millimeter. And 38, almost everybody, all the tech reviewers were all saying the 38 millimeter was way too tiny.
Yeah.
And
so
it was
usable.
Like, I can barely see the screen. And everyone was opting for 42. So I think we just you kind of have to pick for life when you pick the size, because yep. once you get all the other watch bands, there's no going back. You can't. Mm-hmm. We couldn't really downgrade. Well, I guess we could. It would just be annoying because none of our bands would work. So because of that, we stayed with 42. But since you never had the 38 or 42 option and you were just going for the first time, because I have seen and messed around with the 40 millimeter and I didn't think it was that bad. Mm-hmm. I messed around with the 40 versus 44 and I was like, oh, okay, this actually makes the smaller Apple Watch usable because of the screen real estate on it. So I totally get why a lot of people would go with 40. If I could do it all over again, maybe I would go with 40, but I can't do it all over again. So
join the mini style.
Mini style. Yeah, it doesn't go with the 12 mini. Need a smaller one. I just have to get rid of all my watch bands. Cool. Do something with them.
Sounds extra minimal right
quite
there.
Quite the mess.
Extra minimal.
Yeah.
Get rid of everything.
Give away on
Definitely
the channel.
Extra.
Just pay for separate shipping and handling.
Yeah. All the winners of the giveaway have to pay for shipping.
It'll turn into your bag of charge stands. It'll just be a bag of
yes
wristbands.
I got rid of all of them.
You
actually.
Did. Congratulations.
They're all gone. I'm all in on MagSafe, and my wife still has the Pixel stands.
Hmm.
So, not completely all of them, but she didn't want to give away the Google chargers, so she has one on her desk and one on the nightstand. But other than that, all MagSafe. That's the way to go.
Nice.
Well,
Have you noticed with MagSafe, just the regular MagSafe, the Broke Boy MagSafe?
That's the only one I've used. So
I know. Have you noticed that it scratches up a little bit of the back glass if you're not careful?
I haven't noticed. Has it scratched yours?
It scratched my red 12 mini because I wasn't being careful. So I'm really babying this now. I basically only use this charger when I have it in the leather case. Because
well, now you're scaring me.
I know. I when I looked on the Red 12 Mini and I saw they're just like little like scuffs, but they're in like a ring. And I should have taken a picture of it, but I was noticing it as I was trying to get rid of it.
I'm looking.
Were you rotating the phone when it was on the MagSafe charger? Because that
maybe
might be a way for
twice.
It to catch some friction.
Yeah, maybe once or twice, but like I think it was more from like clicking it on at an off angle and then like this little. Because it is like metal.
I wish. Why can't they make it plastic?
Right. Yes.
Like, why does MagSafe have to be metal?
It's premium.
Like,
material.
Mike, the mechanical
Farley
engineer.
Superior MagSafe Duo. It's nice, rubbery everywhere. So it's perfect.
Would you have bought a
like
metal
the,
MagSafe Duo then?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Johnny Ash wouldn't have let it. Oh wait, Johnny
Ash.
He's like no. No, I can't see any scratches on mine so far.
That's good.
Yeah, at least
but
from
now you have me worried.
Yeah, from a materials aspect or like just thinking about it, like you're clicking something over a great amount of time to your phone. Metal on glass or metal on metal does not sound the best for at
no.
least keeping it looking good for a while. I feel like going the way that they did with the Duo with having the rubbery kind of a little bit less hard on the surface with the phone is a better way to go, just so that way you're not getting these scratch circles that you've seen, Nick.
So I'm
kind of still confused why they went with metal, to be honest. What does that
it's
help
premium.
With like
it feels more premium
premium.
Premium.
Well, just like steel, I guess, feels more premium, but they should still allow an option, just like aluminum versus steel. Like, they could choose the cheaper, less premium material. If there was, even if MagSafe was like the same price but plastic, I think that would probably do better because people wouldn't feel as bad clicking it to the back. They also need more sizes. There's only one MagSafe
cable.
Oh,
yeah. I've noticed that. Yeah, I would totally go for a 6-foot cable where I currently have this because, like, this is as far as I can pull it this direction. And I kind of have to rearrange everything for it to barely reach in the other direction. So,
yeah. I feel like if you
for
pulled
me, it's
Apple,
like,
do you want a 3-foot or a 6-foot cable? It'd overwhelmingly be 6-foot, right? So why,
yeah.
why
but
are they
if
making
you also
these
pulled everyone and said, hey, do you want a charging brick in your box or not? Everyone would overwhelm me and say, yes, I want a charging brick in my box. But Lisa's over there like, I need to cut the cables just a few inches. Every single iPhone cable is now not 1 meter. It's exactly 2.8 meters.
I mean, that doesn't sound hard.
Just the option.
Did I tell you guys just... I demagnetized all my cards?
Ooh, I think you mentioned
Wait,
it.
How do you do that?
MagSafe.
I didn't even know that's possible. How do you do it?
Well, I hadn't gotten this case yet, and so I had my old wallet, which is unshielded, and so I had the old wallet, and I put it just up against the back of my phone, and I had it in my pocket, in the same back pocket together, and when I went to use the cards the next time, they were all demagnetized, so...
How do you know they're demagnetized? What happens?
Because I stuck it into the machine at the gas pump, and it said error, not working. And I was like, huh, well that's weird. Maybe try the other card. And I tried the other card, and it wasn't working. And so I walked into the pump, and I said, I think my cards got demagnetized. And I did the chip and pin, and it worked just fine. So,
interesting.
I've since ordered replacement cards, but still.
Okay. Interesting, because I always run into issues with the chip reader.
Oh, really?
For some reason, I made a video about it like years ago.
Oh, I love that video. That's a good video. Yeah.
I'm sad to update everyone on the fact that nothing has changed, and I even got new cards. Like, back when I did that video, I had a different credit card than I have now. I have a different debit card now. And, like, I got a new one because my old one expired and everything. And I was like, cool, now that stupid chip on the old card won't give me issues. And I still – maybe I just don't have the muscle memory down or something. But still, whenever I'm at the grocery store and they're like, you can't use the – I always try to do the contactless. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to. But there's a place we like to go to sometimes that doesn't support that. And I was like, oh, okay, let me use the card. And I – in with the chip, and it has to fail three times before they can activate the swipe, and I'm just like, it's not gonna work, I'm telling you now, can we just go straight to the swipe? And they're like, no, it has to fail three times. I can't stand it. Why can't we just do contactless everything?
Why can't everyone just have an iPhone?
Maybe if Tim Cook is president.
Hmm.
Oh, here's the question, Mike.
Okay. Just the question.
How do you feel? The question of the podcast that we're going to be, everyone's going to be on the edge of their seats for.
Oh, wow.
How do you feel about the Apple Card?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh,
boy. So, oh, boy. Long story short.
You have to choose
short,
your friend now.
Okay. So, here's something pretty cool, but not pretty cool, pretty frustrating. I applied for one back like 2 or 3 months ago, and they said my credit was not good, which is pretty hilarious.
Really?
Because my credit's amazing, and so I'm like, well, hold on, let me try going through it again. It still said no, but we're gonna put you on this like building up plan to get the card, where like you have to show good credit for 3 to 6 months or something like that.
Wow.
What?
And then I'm eligible, I think January 26th or something like that, so I'm building my way
to
one.
So you want it?
I do want it. I feel like it's a way to, I don't know, pay for things that makes it easy. I don't know.
Yes. Goo. He is ready to replace Randy Nick.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
He's got the Apple Card.
Back.
Do you have a lot of credit cards?
I've only got, excuse me, I only have two, I think.
Okay.
In which, only two. But
it's one more than me.
One more than you. So, I don't know.
Attachment
I feel like
leads
twice
to anger.
As many. As
anger me. Leads to fear, and fear is a path to the dark side of the force.
All right, Plagueis.
There you go.
Ouch.
We just finished the whole series yesterday.
Oh wow.
My wife had never seen them.
1 to 9?
The prequels?
Is it 9?
All of them.
She hadn't seen Star Wars?
No. So we went in the order the movies came out. So we started with 4, 5, and 6.
Star Wars?
No, not at all. I guess she had seen 7 when we were first meeting. We were just friends back then. We went to the theater and saw. She was fairly confused, but
I'd say,
what is going on?
She watched it. She watched it again a couple days ago, and she didn't remember any of it. She was like, wow. "We've seen this." It was like 5 years ago, so I get it. But yeah, so we got to say, after watching all 9 in a row, it's pretty exhausting trying to follow that plot. But
jeez.
Yeah, well, now she's caught up.
All the different interpretations, like, at least in the sequel.
Yeah.
Now she's ready for The Mandalorian. Had she seen The Mandalorian?
She doesn't want to watch Mandalorian. She tried. It's
but
not her
baby
thing.
Baby Grogu!
Different cultures, different... You know, she grew up in the Philippines with a very different upbringing than we did. We are in the U.S., all of us... American boys are grown up with Disney raising us, basically, between
pretty much
Marvel.
That's
and
why they own
Star
my
Wars and someone from Pixar. Outside who spent their childhood in a different country sees that, and I'm like, why are you into all these stupid laser fights and who's related to who now? The what? The
where's Spock?
Is this when Captain America meets Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. When did Palpatine have a child? I don't know.
Oh, no.
It's a weird, giant weird mesh.
Don't think of that.
No, she had a bunch of questions when I was, and I was just like, yeah, I don't know, honey. I don't think they thought of that.
I don't think anyone thought that through very much.
They weren't really thinking this through. But anyway, do we have any closing remarks for tech as we slowly divulge into Star Wars discussion?
We need to do more random MagSafe charging arrangements.
I'm down for more sandwiches.
That reminds me of all the weird random lightning combinations
I
used to make. Like, I would put the AirPods on the Apple Pencil,
uh-huh.
and I would plug the lightning AirPods into the AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have headphones plugged into headphones.
It's a whole new thing of weird things you can connect together. It's awesome. I love it.
You can balance the iPhone on the Apple Pencil.
It's like really expensive Legos.
Like a lollipop. Yeah. That's pretty much what it is.
All is in balance, as it should be.
Well, thanks for
all
having
right.
me, guys.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah,
for,
thanks for coming
in,
on.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You are the official Randy substitute now.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
I'm more than happy to come and fearmonger Nick with my devil pen.
Glad we got some.
We can have a fight. We can have an Apple Pencil versus Surface
like
stylus
wizards
fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
Glad we have some external thoughts. And you said you should be getting better internet on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's gonna be Wednesday when I finally upgrade from potato speed to looks like cucumber speed or something. So
cucumber speed,
a little bit more aerodynamic.
Wonderful. Good. Alrighty. Sounds good. Thanks for listening and watching, everyone. We'll catch you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.